Before we start today's show, I got to let you know to head over to podcastmerch.com and grab the brand new limited edition Real Ass Podcast t-shirts and hoodies. We have the special cartoon parody shirts that are only available for the month of April. We are just about to close out this deal, so if you guys want them, grab them now because they're going to go away forever. They're going to ship out the first week of May, so grab your Real Ass Podcast hoodies and t-shirts right now. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, shit, baby boys. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, point guard of podcasting, coming at you with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited to go on the road with you tonight, man.
Yeah, dude. Going out to Stress Factory if you guys are listening live. Get those tickets. Very few tickets left. Two shows, 7, 9 o'clock. Myself, Zach D'Amico at Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Ian Fidance, Jamie Kilstein, also special guests on the show. Wow. What a fucking lineup. Holy shit. Look at Monroe. Just, what are you eating, Monroe? What you snacking on?
Yo, y'all get the best snacks in this joint.
That's true.
We do have great snacks, right?
Y'all have great snacks.
Yeah. Real, the, like, you have like the cheese sticks with that are wrapped in like prosciutto or some shit.
Yeah.
Do you remember when League and a Skank used to be at Compound and they would lock the refrigerator?
Yeah, because we'd eat everything. We'd eat all the beer and eat everything. We would. But that's the thing. You know, we have a, people ask, like, what's the benefit of having a podcast network? Snacks.
Yeah. That's really good. Do you ever feel like... laced with the snacks and other shit in the cabinet that I can't mention?
Yeah. There, oh, yeah. There's drugs. there's weed snacks out there right now, right? There's weed snacks on the counter. There's fucking Andrea makes cookies every day. There's, you know, there's beef jerkies. There's sodas. There's Red Bulls. There's coffees. There's fucking, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, let's just do it. Ladies, yeah. What you snacking on?
What you snacking on?
What you snacking on? Brett Rabel, before we even introduce you on the show, what you snacking on right now? What's going on in your life? What you been snacking on lately? What should we try? Give me a recommendation.
You know what? I had a... I will say this. I've been crushing Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches
HBO's
of Oats.
Best cereal in the game. I will go on the record and say it because it has enough of the flavor that you want out of a cereal.
You want a sugary flavor.
You want some sugar, but then you also want to feel like you're a degree of an adult and not just totally desecrating your breakfast.
You feel like you are being healthy at the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the adult Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Frosted Flakes are the adult Frosted Flakes.
No. Nah.
What you talking about?
They're not.
Frosted
if you're
Flakes,
going,
Honey Bunches of Oats, they're all in the same category. Raisin Bran, they're all delicious, by the way. These are all sugary treats. The way your body processes these things are the same way you would process a fucking Snickers bar. There's nothing else really going
100%,
on there. There's nothing else going on. You're eating a Snickers bar and milk.
Yeah.
But you're tricking yourself into believing that it's something else.
But they are like the dad versions of cereal.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Because they're not like colorful. Like they're not in unnatural colors. But it probably is the same
kind
as
kind of
like,
how like in Practical Jokers is Jackass for Dads. Like those are dad cereals.
Yeah.
The but I bet you that there are artificial colors in Honey Bunches of Oats. I bet you that those aren't naturally oat colored. I bet you that they have some sort of like fucking yellow number 7 that is the color of oat that they put in there.
Delicious.
I bet you $3 that they don't.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You know I don't have $3.
That's not
who
true.
Who carries cash? Who carries cash these days?
Come on. Venmo. You have $3 in Venmo.
$3. Let's go. That there's no artificial colors at all in Honey Bunches of Oats.
Do we
shake on it? Shake on it. Are there any artificial colors in Honey Bunches of Oats?
But I'm on the rainbow side because I eat it enough.
Let's go.
Does it say on the box no artificial colors or flavors? Probably. Yeah. That's who's remembering this. God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it. I forgot that there's probably a thing.
Unless you get the one with the strawberries in it. I feel like those strawberries are kind
of. We were going classic.
He's talking classic. Yeah.
Classic bunch of oats.
All right.
Classic. Yeah. I'm going to be $3 richer. I'm getting paid to do the show.
Are you going to reinvest it into your Brett coin?
I am going to reinvest it into my Brett coin.
That will buy you 8,000 Brett coin. $3. Shannon?
Is the question artificial colors or flavors?
Flavors.
Oh, no, that, flavors. No, it was colors.
Is that flavors?
Wait, go back. No, it was colors.
It was flavors. No, what are you talking about? Zach? Shut the fuck up. Everyone shut the fuck up. We said flavors. It's my show.
It's artificial colors.
As with many segments on this show, it's about color.
All right, fine. I said color. Go ahead. What? What, you bitch?
So there are natural and artificial flavors. The color, Shannon. It's honey caramel color.
Honey caramel color, but is that a
that's
natural?
That's artificial color.
Honey caramel is not a real, a naturally occurring color in the wine.
No.
Doggy, there's artificial coloring on a bunch of votes.
God no, damn. My mind. I owe Louis J. Gomez $3 No.
Yes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Monroe Martin, what up? Even introduced the show. What you snacking on lately? Give me something that I should try.
Oh, okay. What you should try?
Some of you had recently in the past couple weeks, you're like, oh, that's good. I'm snacking on that.
Yo, no. I went to this gelato spot like near the fucking art museum. You know what I'm talking about? It's like Armani.
The art museum.
Armani? Like,
it's New York City. There's 45 art museums.
It's by the Met, I believe.
Are there artificial colors in the gelato? Make a bet.
I don't know,
make a
but
bet
that shit
Lewis.
Is delicious.
Win our money back. Double or nothing.
I don't know. Actually, I don't think there is. I think there's no way Italians are fucking pumping artificial colors into shit, too. They don't know how to do shit like
but
that.
But there's no way those are naturally occurring.
I forgot you the do name see a bright, it. Like a glow in the dark green gelato.
And then it's it's like that can't.
Which I do love.
Aramano. I think it's called Aramano.
Aramano. They're getting a free plug on the Real Ass Podcast. It's a big
that
deal.
Shit is great.
Fire.
It's fucking fire.
What was the flavor that you had?
I had the blueberry cheesecake.
Blueberry cheesecake.
Blueberry
is it because it matched your sneakers that day?
That's not even racist.
He's wearing some blue Nikes. Yeah. He was like, you know what? I got to get the blueberry cheesecake.
Add that shit, vanilla, and then like some apple crumbolata shit. And that shit was dope.
Delicious.
It was delicious.
Shout out to Regiogio's.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it. We were just walking. Gelato, and I was like, we going stand. Here.
Man. Yeah. It's fucking ice cream. I don't know. What is the difference between ice cream and gelato anyway?
It's softer. I think it's all natural ingredients. It's Italian.
It's a little more racist, I feel like.
Yeah.
Gelato's you know like a little, like, you go to a gelato stand, you're not white. You're like, they make you
wait longer.
Yeah. They don't want you there.
So that's
they
the
wait
till
the store's empty, and then they go
shouldn't
ahead and get
shouldn't you
something.
Be at Carvel?
Yeah. Monroe threw a garbage can through the window.
Similar to ice cream, gelato is made from custard base of milk, cream, and sugar. The difference lies in the proportions of each gelato having more milk and less cream compared to ice cream. Okay. It was a little bit of a different consistency, right? That was it.
Yeah, it's salt.
It's fucking delicious, though.
Great.
Yeah, it's dope. Zach, what you snacking on?
This is a very old person snack. Cracker? Cream cheese?
Cracker.
Green olive. Cheese.
Cracker? Like a saltine.
I've been going Wheat Thin or Ritz.
That's a high. That's a. I got high and I had a few things left in the house.
No, it's
and
not.
And I combined them snack. I've had these things.
Yeah, no, it's something my mom used to eat, which makes me think maybe my mom was high.
Your mom was high as fuck, dude. That is the combination of things. I remember when I was a kid one time, and to this day, I will do it once in a blue. Get high. Dude, all we had, we were at Ruthie Rivera's house. She used to live next door to Dave Green. Dave Green was a guitarist in my band, Salty Black Flower. Okay. And Ruthie Rivera, the fucking hottest Puerto Rican chick you ever did see. I mean.
Shannon photo?
She's out there. I bet. I don't even know. Like, she was so beautiful. She was striking. Mm-hmm. Like, we used to just stare at her. And I had a crush on her since elementary school. This was like the girl I had a crush on. And then we got all the way to high school. And then our band used to practice. This is senior year because we didn't smoke weed till our senior year, right? Yeah. And then she used to live next door on our band's practice. And then she also was a pothead. So we ended up bonding with her over our love for fucking smoking weed. And we like hung out with her this summer. And oh, she was so hot. Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway, snacks.
this teen girl was so hot. You have no idea, dude.
What you snacking on?
a teenage
puzzle.
So, but she invited her over her house one time. And she had no food in the house except for saltine crackers and a bunch of packets of duck sauce.
Duck sauce. So I thought you were going to say like tapatio.
No, duck sauce.
That really
and
is.
And we would just do a little duck sauce on a saltine cracker.
That's
the sweet, the salty doggy. Being high with Ruthie Rivera. It was just like, it's bringing me back, dude. It's the best meal I've ever had in my entire life.
Lewis is blushing, man. Still in love.
Ooh, Ruthie. She's out there. I know she's out there somewhere. She probably died of a heroin overdose, Rockland County, but you know. Damn. But yeah, so you say a cracker with a little bit of
Wheat Thin or a Ritz, cream cheese, green olive.
Green olive That's not bad. My aunt would do on the holidays celery with cream cheese and olives. Like a mixture.
That
like,
feels very Jewish, isn't it?
No. Don't have you ever said that to
my aunt? I feel like I had that before. Yeah.
I think it's the thing that people have.
Yeah, I think I've done that.
So fuck it. Let's introduce the show. What do you guys got to plug? We got Brett Rebold here. We got Monroe Martin here. What do you got to plug, Brett?
Oh, you always know I come in hot with a plug.
Oh, please. You got a good plug, please.
I got a plug. I am producing and starring in a play I co-wrote for the New York Theater Festival. It's called Race, the Movie, the Play. It is a slapstick comedy spoofing all of the recent white savior slash prestige race movies. We originally wrote it as a movie called Race the Movie, and we sent it out to managers, producers, and agents over a year, and everyone thought it was really funny, but it was very touchy. And so rather than be defeated by them not wanting to make it, we decided to do it as a play. We are self-funding it. So if you want to donate to the Kickstarter, just a few dollars, that would help a lot.
You didn't have to say that. We know you're self-funding it.
Right. He wrote it on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Here's my business card.
Yeah, this is... it's basically, it stars a man, a driver, a white chauffeur named Wyatt Savior, who is tasked with driving around a brilliant black musician named Genius on his concert tour through the 1850 South. So if that sounds like something you might find funny.
Brett has always a new scheme.
Yeah.
This is not a scheme. This
Everyone else just fucking goes and gets good at stand-up and does a podcast and just really hyper-focused
this
on a
thing. This motherfucker like, you can get him free if you have Brett coin. he's a hustler.
He is a hustler, yeah. And I love it. I just, you know.
He wants you to focus.
I just want you to focus, Brett. You're so funny. You're very talented.
And this is
can you just be focused on this for the
talent.
Next year? This is the thing you're working on.
This play?
Yeah.
We're make no mistake, we are doing it as a play. We have a bunch of great comedians in it. And
you didn't ask me to be in it.
I actually reached out to you. I actually did, and you said send me the details. We're going to be doing a...
You didn't send me the details.
I emailed you the details.
Did you?
I actually
show me
did.
The details right now that you emailed.
Show me the details.
We had a... Here's the thing. You got to learn how to follow up, you fucking cocksucker. Because I'm busy. I mean this. If I got involved, it would fall into the bottom 500 priorities in my life. It would be deep down, I'd try to find the time, though, because I like you, and I think you're funny, right? But there's no way I'm prioritizing this. So if you haven't followed up, I mean, look, sales 101, baby boy.
Follow up,
sales 101.
Follow up.
There's a little term you got to learn when you deal with a man like Lewis. Circling back.
You got to circle back. Mm.
I'll circle back. I'll circle back.
Do you want me to tell you the role? I want you to pitch me on this role after Monroe's plug.
I only got one plug. Just plug me. I said just plug me. Mm-hmm. Just May 20th and 21st, I'll be in Boston at Hideout Comedy at the White Ball Tavern. Just follow me on social media. Get the ticket. Now back to the play, the race.
No, let's do all of our plugs, and then we're going to go. I want to know my role.
Yeah, just check me out. Instagram, Zach Was Not Funny. Check out Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show, Fries at Midnight here on the Gas Digital Network, and I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah. Tonight, like I said, we are in Stress Factory, Providence. Next week,
Stress Factory, New Brunswick.
You know what I meant. Stress Factory, New Brunswick. Next week, we will be in Chicago. Me and Zach Amigo, two shows, one night only, Thursday night, April 28th, Chicago, Illinois. First one sold out. Grab your tickets to the late show now. That one will sell out as well. Then we're going out to Providence, Rhode Island, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. We'll be at the Comedy Connection. And May 12th. This is not up on the website yet, but my agent promised me by 12 noon. Shannon, at 12 noon, I need you to check my fucking website again, because I'm not happy right now. I'm not happy. Regardless, I'm back out in Los Angeles, California. I will be at the Comedy Store with the Depraved. Lineup is a fucking banger. We got Tim Dillon. We got Andrew Santino. We got Kim Congdon, Sam Tripoli, and Jamar Neighbor. So far, I'm going to be announcing probably a couple more comics on that as well, but this is going to sell out, obviously. We always sell at the Depraved. So grab your tickets right now, thecomedystore.com. They are up on the Comedy Store's website if you guys are listening live. Then June 3rd and 4th, I will be at Hyenas Comedy Club. I'm sorry, June 3rd, Hyenas Comedy Club, Fort Worth, Texas. June 4th, Dallas, Texas. Then I'm going out to California. June 9th, I'll be in Ontario, California. June 10th and 11th in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. June 17th, Soul Joles. In Jefferson, Pennsylvania, Albany, New York, Kansas City, Missouri, Lots more stuff coming up. Me and Aaron Berg kicking off our tour, the Offend Everyone tour. Myself, Aaron Berg, at the Creaking Cave, July 4th weekend. I think those tickets are live now as well, so grab those tickets. It's going to be a fucking crazy time, guys. I'll tell you right now, lots of, we're going to every city that I've never gone to, I'm going to. I'm talking, yeah. We're looking at fucking Salt Lake City. We're looking at Denver right now. We'll go to Utah. Where the fuck would I ever go to Utah? Atlanta, I've never been to. We're going to Atlanta. We have a bunch of shit we're doing that we've never done before. We're filling in all those places that I haven't been to. So if you guys haven't seen me in your hometown, hit me up and we'll try to get there as well. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that is not available anywhere else in the world. Hundreds of episodes just for the Real Ass Podcast. Over 800 episodes that are not available on the internet. You get them all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go leave us a rating on iTunes and all that other shit. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Everything you can subscribe to, subscribe. Go do it. All right. So what's my role? And is there dialogue written already? Because I would love to practice some of the dialogue right now.
Your role, we wanted to cast you as a overseer on the plantation whose name is Max Haight.
Max Haight.
Yeah.
Love it.
He is, that character is a man.
Like a slave owner.
An overseer. Yeah. He doesn't own.
So I work for the slave owner as well.
Yeah, so I'm sort of
a slave in my own way.
No, like the brother manager, the brothers that they have to kill in Django.
Yes, exactly. And it.
Louis is a slave. Don't make me a bit part that is just not even an owner.
Well, you would have been.
I have slave owner energy. Don't I? Do I not, Monroe?
Nah.
Monroe, I don't have slave owner energy.
Nah, I wouldn't listen to you.
You would too.
If you hit me, I'd be like, yo, calm that shit down.
Sorry, tell me more about this character. Let me see if I can get into it.
Yeah, the character was a man so racist that he couldn't speak in words. So he only spoke in grunts, growls, and
snarls. So I don't have any dialogue either.
Technically, no.
Wow, this offends.
But you would have just been looking at the black characters the entire time.
Going, he's like Groot. That's it. You're this group, but on the plantation.
Yeah.
It's
a parody of those like slave movies where there's someone who's like cartoonishly racist.
I don't like this. I need to be able to get into the character. And I like the fact being cartoonishly racist. Cool. I'm in.
I knew. Come on. I knew you were into that.
But if I'm going to work in a project, I need to stretch my acting legs a little bit.
Would you like to be one of the black characters?
Can I wear blackface?
That's your creative choice.
Okay, so the answer is yes.
He's back in. Lewis is back in the project.
He's like, I got it.
We have a really good cast, though, and we're going to be doing...
Who else is in this? I want to know who's the most famous comedian involved in this.
I don't want to say his name yet, but I will say the second most famous comedian in
who?
It. Ted Alexandro is in our
project. Ted's not going to be in a project that I'm in. I'm telling you right now, Ted would probably turn away from that project, finding out that I'm in it.
Well, if anyone was like, "Oh, Lewis is racist," it would be like, "Well, that's why we had him play the most racist character." Yeah.
I don't know if Ted would. No. I feel like Ted used to. I used to be like really friendly with Ted, and I just feel like he's like really, really into like the politics and being like a lefty and being vocal against.
That's the thing about our play is we don't. It's not like partisan.
It sounds like a cucky ass play, doggy.
I promise you it's not. I mean, it's something that I just want to see the return of slapstick to the movie form. And our original title of the movie script was Not Another Slave Movie, which was tough to send
better.
Out.
Better.
It's a good title.
It's better. If you call it Not Another Slave Movie, number one, I will produce it. Number two, I will give you funding. I will promote it on this show. You have to fire Ted Alexandro. I'm getting him removed from this project. I'm canceling him.
No.
No, this is happening right now. I'm telling you.
He's a brilliant comic. He's a brilliant comic.
You got to pick a side here.
I will then pick Ted's side.
Wow.
It's not about size, dude. That's the point. The point of this is like people who are like tired of using art as like a cudgel for their politics is frustrating. So that's why we wrote something.
I'm just kidding. You're a fag. I'm just joking. Relax. Okay. Everyone go support his dumb movie/play and Ted and everybody. Jesus Christ.
It's okay.
I don't know what's happening, but no, I don't have time for that.
I figured as much. We actually already filled the role.
Who took my role?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why? Why are you being all fucking coy?
Because
today?
I'm like waiting to reveal who's in the cast. We have a really good cast. It's so.
If the second most famous is Ted Alexandro, this is not a very particularly impressive cast.
That's fine. That's not true. That guy's a brilliant stand-up.
I said famous. We're talking about famous.
Okay. Yeah.
Ted's a brilliant comic, but I wouldn't call him famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Anyway. What's going on?
Well,
no, Brett's getting sensitive.
I'm
watching this.
This is what I realized. Brett really cares about this project.
I really do.
I'm trashing it right now. And like, dude, when I trashed Brett Coyne, he just rolled with the punches. I'm trashing fucking Not Another Racist Slave Movie, and now he's fucking getting a little uptight about it.
Well, I've put a lot into it over the last 2 years of trying to get it made. And doing it as a play is... you just want the jokes and the stories out there. And I think your fans would actually like it.
I think you guys will like it, too. Look, I hope so. Here's the thing. When it comes out, when is it coming out? When is it premiering?
We have dates in June for the New York Theater Festival, June 23rd, 25th, and 26th. You can get tickets on the New York Theater Festival.
It's ready to go.
We still need to rehearse. It is not ready to go.
Okay, never mind. Just say it's ready to go, Brett.
We haven't had one rehearsal, but we are going to be we're going to be working with the seller on doing a live table read there too. So you can also get tickets to that if you want to watch the live table read. It's going to be a really special project. I really think so. So
you going to be there, Lewis?
No, the seller doesn't allow me inside.
I saw you there. Oh, I know.
Anyway, let's get into your show. I'm sorry, I'm monopolizing the conversation.
No, dude. I like this.
Lewis, you don't have to back down.
I like that Brett's deflated now.
I'll just go. I'll leave. I already lost $3. Lewis is shitting Brett's on my deflated. Passion project.
I'm just no matter what his project was, I was going to shit on it. And now he's deflated.
I feel good. I'm ready.
You can't. I haven't seen it. You can't let somebody that hasn't seen it deflate you over it. I believe it's great.
I believe you
should have followed up with me and not hired whoever else is fucking in this role now.
I know.
Aaron Berg? Is it Aaron Berg?
It's not Aaron, no.
Did you reach out to Aaron? Tell me all the people that you reached out to for it that didn't respond. I need to know who didn't respond.
Will Smith, we reached out to. He's more available than he was a few weeks ago. No, that's not a good way to go about things. Airing on a podcast who you reached out to.
That didn't respond? Shannon, do me a favor. Tell me people who have not been responding to Real Ass Podcast reach outs for you lately.
Oh, I think they're pretty good. I don't know if I have somebody that's completely ignored me.
Okay, they just say
everyone's
no.
Doing pretty good.
Who says no over and over and over again?
Joe List.
That you think shouldn't.
Oh, actually, Joe List does ignore me.
Joe List ignores you. Wow.
Because it became established years ago.
Another cuck. See?
Years ago, he made it clear he doesn't like to get up early in the morning to do it. So, wow. But I still try. But yeah, he does ignore me.
Give me another name. See, name names. It's okay. That's what you do. Name names, Brett. You fucking flame them, dude. This is why if you have a racist podcast audience that's charged and ready to get out there and just troll some people, you have to name names. And all the people that didn't answer, you should be fucking declaring war on
everybody
them.
Answered me except Lewis.
Declare war on me then.
I hereby declare war on Lewis James Gomez.
You know what? This is a bad idea. My audience likes me. This is going to backfire right now. Ladies and gentlemen, opening night at the New York fucking
Theater Festival.
I want you to show up with bricks. And I want you to fucking... I don't want you to attack the building. I want you to attack the actors. I want you to attack the actors, erase the movie, the play. Whoever gets a kill shot... A kill shot on the character that took my role, we'll get a free Real Ass Podcast hoodie.
He's on fire!
Committing a hate crime.
A kill shot on whoever. It's not a hate crime. It's not a hate crime.
Not a hate crime.
It's a fucking crime.
It's an act of war.
It's okay? Don't fucking tell me, dude. You declared war on me.
Assassination.
You started this. So I don't care if it's Aaron Berg. I don't care if it's John Fish. Who else are bald comedians that could have played this role? I'm imagining it's just a bald comedian.
No, it wasn't about that.
You would have put a wig on Lewis?
Real racism it was about. You had to get somebody who was really racist.
In any case, yeah. Please.
Kill them. I want you to kill that comedian, whoever is taking my fucking role. They took money out of Baby James's mouth. So.
And equity in the project.
You would have given me equity in the project?
Of course. I believe I believe people who contribute to...
Did you give everyone equity in the project?
I believe
God
people...
God damn it, come on!
What?
Even fucking John Fish?
What is he bringing to the table? I love John Fish. He's a good guy.
He's not in it. I like that you're now projecting.
I didn't know he has that no he was in it.
He's not in it. Yet. He's now projecting. He's inventing.
Tell John Fish he's in trouble for taking my role.
Tweet at Lewis only photos of John Fish. Just to get it.
Let John Fish know that I'm fucking coming for him. He's going to take money out of baby James's mouth. Tag Brett. Tag John Fish.
John will be like, I don't know John. We've been on like two Brett shows Rick. Together. We haven't met. I know of him. He's a great stand-up. He's hilarious. But we have no relationship. Mm. I don't think he knows me. But I like that Lewis likes the comic to declare war on him when the comic he knows has 8 trillion times less of a following.
What?
It's like, you're going to own me in whatever online flame war.
That's it. You know what, guys? You heard that? He was talking shit about your, I don't know, something or else. Guys, figure it out.
He's trying to make it up. Like people up.
Let Brett Raybould know.
Did I say anything controversial?
Raybould will rue the day he declared war on Lewis.
How
Jacob.
Dare you? You try to fucking get my troops against me? Are you out of your fucking mind, Brett Raybould?
I totally regret going, hey, Shannon, I have something to promote. Would it be okay if I came onto the show? Huge mistake.
Why? No, the play is going to be great. We're really supportive. Fire and brimstone on Brett Raybould for his declaration of war.
And John Fish for taking my role and taking money out of baby James's mouth. Pull up John Fish right now in the chat. Try to find him with glasses. I bet he's got glasses on in the picture.
I should have just said a road date I had. Why did I? But please give to the Kickstarter, guys. We're having to sidestep the industry, and I do think you would agree that the industry.
Oh, you motherfucker! He's just grunting.
Oh man,
it really does look like if you hosted a kid show.
John Fish, you motherfucker! You motherfucker!
It's not him, but I love that you now just.
John Fish had
him.
One of the first podcasts I remember out of like all the my comedian friends.
Yeah,
the Fish Tank.
Where's it at now?
I don't know. How long has it been since there's been an episode of The Fish Tank? About a while.
Yeah.
About a while. We should fucking, you know what we should do? Gas Digital should just get all the discontinued podcasts and just fucking.
Pick them up, put them out.
Just put them on our fucking site. What are they going to do?
You're talking about without their permission.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What was your first podcast ever?
It was everyone's first podcast. I think it was called Let Me Talk. It was me, Nico, Dave, and Chris Cotton.
So you have 4 black guys. It's called Let Me Talk.
Yeah. And John Nunn.
Yeah.
That shit was fun though.
I'm sure it was dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your first podcast,
what
Brad?
City bus was it recorded on?
My first podcast that I hosted solo.
That you were a part of.
It's still running. It's called Oh Dear. Still running, guys. After
you don't
years.
Promote it,
not really. I don't promote it. I have so many things to promote, such as plays that'll one day be movies.
I love it.
I don't promote it. It's this hidden gem of a show.
Brett, can I say we're promoting that by making fun of it? We're promoting it. People are going to remember it. It's a memorable segment. You're acting like a queer right now. People are going to love that.
Lewis, I'm fine.
It stands
fine.
Out. No, you're not.
The more you say Lana, I'm
can
not
can we start
fine?
Over, Shannon? Shannon, can we start over?
Lewis, what you snacking on? Let's start the show over.
I'll tell you what he's not snacking on. The craft services. It raced the movie to play.
Oh, we will not have craft services, Zach. There will be no budget for craft services.
You've got to bring your own snacks. I'm telling you, it's a big deal.
I'm going to steal so many snacks from your fucking office, those are going to be our craft services.
I love it. We're expanding the studio right now. We're going to have a whole other snack. Yeah, we're doubling the studio size.
What snacks are you going to bring in?
We're upgrading the snacks.
Yeah,
Shannon, what snack would you like? Oh, Shannon's vegan, so she has horseshit snacks.
There are vegan snacks here. I'm happy with. There's like chickpea cheese doodles in there.
Those are delicious, by the way.
Yeah,
those are really good.
They make you gassy though.
So I'm okay. Let's see here.
By the way, I did find John Fish's podcast. It's called In the Tank with John Fish.
In the Tank.
And the last episode was 2016.
Wow.
Bring it back. We need to revive In the Tank.
You know what?
All
I feel
female
bad.
Reboot.
I have fucking started a war with John Fish now, and it's too late. A lot of people tuned out. As soon as I said go, they're gone. Yeah. You know? And Now I feel bad. Now John Fish is dealing with
how
this.
Many wars?
Because of you, by the way, dude. Because you had to go and book this guy in my role. Yeah, now you brought fucking hellfire on John Fish and his family.
I now do want to put him in the thing. You really should. Now I'm like, fuck, I got to have John Fish in this somehow.
You should just actually write in a character called Luis J. Gomez, and John Fish has to just come in, and he just goes, do, in the corner for no reason at all. All right, real quick, let's thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is NEven Eyewear. That's NEven Eyewear. Really great new partner. I really love NEven Eyewear because you don't need a promo code. They're one of these partners that just fucking has pure faith in this fucking company, and we love supporting companies like this. They have the best possible prices you could imagine. Incredible styles on sunglasses and eyewear. If you guys are looking for sunglasses, you don't need to I spent $200 on these sunglasses.
Yeah.
This is stupid. You don't need to do that. They're already very affordable, but check this out. The really cool thing about NEven Eyewear is they're always buy one, get any two pairs for free. So for 50, 60 bucks, you're getting three pair of high quality sunglasses. This is great if you guys are going on a vacation, you want a bunch of different styles of sunglasses, or let's say you and a couple people in your house want to grab sunglasses, just go, put them in your cart. You can mix match men's, women's, it doesn't matter. There's free shipping and returns. It's a 100% risk-free offer. They also have an everlasting guarantee where if anything is lost, stolen, or broken, and even replaces every single pair. They have dozens of styles and colors. So right now, all you got to do is go to NEvenEyewear.com. That's NEvenEyewear.com. And go purchase some amazing sunglasses right now. Once again, no promo code needed. Buy one, get two for free. So that's an incredible deal. And go do it. NEvenEyewear.com. All right, where were we?
Yeah, but you know, it's too late now. John Fish is a casualty of war.
How many comics do you think you've had a beef with over the years, both comical and sincere?
I've only had like two sincere beefs.
Really?
Everything else has been comical, but it does sometimes get away from me. sometimes, you know.
That's what it is.
There's a sect of my audience that does not even pick up slightly on sarcasm at all. Like they really just, you say the words and like a computer, they just hear it, they just... Exactly what the words are. They're dangerous people. And you know what?
They probably will show up to Bricks with Bricks at the Race the Movie the Play.
Maybe.
.com.
I hope. So, fuck.
But if you want to support Brett.
I had an opportunity to fix it, but.
If you want to support Brett, please go to see the play and get him to sign your brick. Run up to him with a brick.
I'll sign this brick.
I was almost hit in the head with a brick in Toronto. Somebody threw a brick out of a car at a show. We were outside of it. It was me, Ryan Long, and Rob Mayu standing out. So it literally could have been for any of us. Yeah. Like nobody knew who that justified brick was for. But one of us almost died, dude. I felt the wind of it go like past my ear.
God damn.
It was fucking
scary,
wild.
Isn't it?
So scary. Were you there too?
You threw it?
No, I almost hit with a brick outside of your apartment years ago.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
was it Lewis who threw it?
What?
It was Lewis?
No. I don't think
a Home Alone reenactment or some shit?
I don't know. I think I was a large, colorful target.
Yeah.
Was the brick intended for you guys?
Black people call Zach colored. That was pretty good. They were trying to kill him with a brick.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was banging on Lewis's doorbell.
A fat white guy with spiky hair being in the neighborhood.
Oh, this is when you was living in Harlem.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Zach, you were only appropriate in that neighborhood if it was the Warriors, the movie. You look like you'd be a part of some colorful gang, like the Clownies or something. Yeah, so that was the closest to death I've almost
come.
Was it like a protester of... You guys, or it was,
I don't
just
know.
A, it was a drive-by bricking.
It
like,
could have been a drive-by, could have been a walk-by. We don't know.
If it was a walk-by, you'd have seen it. You'd have seen a guy walking off.
It could have come from across the street. We didn't know. Like, you just fucking... A brick flash
just
of you,
so
you
fast.
Just,
you were
no
just
idea.
Like all talking. It was like,
I don't know how more people don't die like that, by the way. Like, how it's just not a regular thing. Like, anytime I've been on a roof...
Mm-hmm.
Like in New York, we used to smoke blunts on roofs all the time in New York City, right? Anytime I've been on a roof. Like,
you throw shit off?
I don't throw shit off, but I want to.
Yeah.
I want to. Yeah. I really want to. Like, I
always
like,
spit, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
you spit.
Drop something.
Yeah.
Like drop a bottle.
Well, you always heard the rumor if you like drop a penny off the Empire State Building, it'll just fucking go through your body.
And you wanted to try it.
Yeah, you do, but you don't, you know?
You ever peed off a roof? It's an amazing feeling. The longer your pee falls, the better it feels.
If I peed off a roof, probably.
It's true. Monroe, have you?
Have you ever come off a roof?
No.
Just jerk off onto the street?
I like that. That's the new one, though. I bet you kill someone, it goes through their head.
Oh, do you get them pregnant?
Your DNA.
Oh, no. I've never, I don't think I've ever peed off a roof.
Nah.
I've never thrown anything off a roof, but the point is, like, I want to so badly. Like, I've picked up a brick, and I'm like, I could just fucking, or a bottle, just fling it, right?
As a kid, you've never done that? As a kid, I've done that.
Like, on a tall building?
Yeah, but not when people are around. Just like, you know what I mean? You're dropping shit off the building.
You don't
know
if there's people down there, man.
No, you do know if there's people down
there. Thought about it. In the middle of it, he was like, I might have murdered somebody. Let me just change the story real quick.
No, you never did bad shit as a kid?
As a kid, I was in the suburbs, so I never had the opportunity to be on a tall building.
Oh, okay.
So, we would egg cars, and we would throw rocks through windows, and we would, you know, do stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Man.
You know. But yeah, it was never really dangerous shit.
Man.
Remember the scene in the movie, The Good Son,
mm-hmm.
where they like made a dummy?
And threw it off the freeway?
Yeah, threw it off the freeway.
I had a friend that used to throw the shit off the freeway.
Yeah, that's like people do that.
Yeah,
dangerous. I would do that.
I heard a story about somebody throwing a fucking bowling ball and going through a windshield and killing a baby.
Oh, jeez.
That happens a lot. Christ. Somebody did a turkey.
That does not happen
a lot.
Frozen
turkey. No, that should happen
a lot. There's not bowling balls murdering babies through windshields.
Shannon, look up. Look at that. We need a statistician.
I mean, maybe twice ever in the universe. That's a very specific way to die.
Look it up.
Number one cause of death in infants in Philadelphia.
Bowling balls. I threw a baby and killed the bowler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many kids drop shit off of overpasses, causing pileups and fatalities?
Okay, I would do that.
I thought you were specifically talking about bowling balls killing babies.
Oh, no.
All right, so people regularly causing accidents with...
Yeah, I bet it happens like once a year. Like it gets news coverage like once every couple of years.
Yeah, in high school, we would sometimes go to the side of the freeway. We'd take a big slingshot and we would sling water balloons onto it trying to hit cars.
Yeah.
But it's like... That's like in retrospect, it's like, well, we could have we could have killed someone.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, but yeah. I think in high school it would have been like, holy shit, that's amazing. Would have been bonded by the secret.
I think anytime I see a fire, like an apartment complex went up, and I was like, there's a little Luis J. Gomez with a lighter. He was just in the basement going, let me light some shit. Because I've never lit a building on fire.
But you were, in
but
fact.
But I thought like, about it. Yeah. Like, I was like, it's not that crazy. All it takes is one other kid. It's peer pressure. If you have one kid that's a psychopath, and you get him with, if he would have been there with me and be like, dude, let's fucking light this building on fire.
Yeah.
I could have been convinced.
I could see you lighting a building on fire.
I've hung out with kids that did bad shit like that, and I'm like, nah, I'm going to sit this one out. But I watch, though.
Yeah.
That's the right way to do it, because you still get the joy of watching the insane thing.
No, you don't
get
the joy. You just get to be a witness, just in case. I'm like, nah, this is how it went down. Like, I was
What's the worst thing you ever witness as a kid, like a person do in terms of a crime or something?
I mean, as a kid, you just watch people fuck with homeless people and shit. They were like, living in Philly, they would like go downtown. I said they, like it was a bunch of kids. Like you just hang out with kids. Sometimes they would like go fuck with the homeless people. Like
kick them
and shit like that. And you just like,
I don't know why you that's know what funny mean? To me.
It's funny, as long as you're not, but it's also not. It's
hitting
like,
them too hard. Just give them a little kick in the tush. Like, get out of here, you fucking smelly bitch.
Yeah, no, they would like do that shit a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some fucking.
What about you?
I didn't hang out with like kids that were like, it wasn't like, it was weird. I was in a very like poor area, but the kids weren't like, they just weren't like violent criminals like that. It was like, yeah, I mean, we were just stealing shit from cars and we were like,
it's fine.
You know, it wasn't like, you know. It was like petty, stupid kid shit. Just poor kid shit, right?
No.
I guess if there was a homeless population, I guess
I could have seen a couple of my friends kicking them as they slept. Yes, there was a couple of kids who had that. I guess
energy. You know how people light like bags of duty on people's front porch. We did that. A homeless guy shit himself, so we lit him on fire outside of the apartment building.
Fucking around.
Somebody stomped him.
Yeah, ding dong ditched with his corpse.
We just didn't really have homeless people like that. But I guess there was a couple. There was a few kids that I grew up with that were like had a tendency for violence.
Yeah.
I remember I just heard a story about these kids. They were at a party, and I guess one kid had a problem with another kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
My boy was at this party. My boy didn't know either parties, didn't know either people that were arguing or whatever. But I guess these kids started jumping this other kid, and my boy just jumped in to be, hey, I'm going to also jump this kid for the hell of it. And they beat the fucking shit out of this kid to the point where the kid went to the hospital, like legitimately, like really hurt this kid.
Yeah.
I guess that shit like that did exist, but it was like, it was more like fucking pussy suburban, like poor kids. It wasn't like, nobody had like fucking weapons and shit. And nobody was like, that's not true. The one kid got shot to death by the cops because he was trying to rob the liquor store. And I didn't like him. I don't like him at all.
You
so.
Called the cops.
I was like, I put a fake uniform on. He's like, I hated that kid. That kid sucked.
Everybody had, like, in retrospect, a friend where you're like, oh, that was a sociopath.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, whatever kid had, like, a wrist rocket. Something that could really fuck somebody up.
Pea shooters, remember that shit?
My buddy had the
pen shooters?
Yeah, pea shooters.
That was braced on his wrist, and it was a slingshot.
Yeah.
And he used to shoot nickels at teachers.
Oh, easy.
I got hit with one of them.
Monroe's here.
Oh.
And dude, that must have hurt so I remember him getting a teacher right in the back.
Yeah.
Because he had missed him the first time, and it went through the projector screen.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That shit happened to me when I was in group home. I was looking out my window. And all I heard was, and then shit hit me like right above the eye. It was like little pebbles. You know what I mean? Because sometimes like the ground isn't like fully furnished. I said furnished.
No, I know what
fully
you mean.
Done, so they'll separate gravel. The grass. Yeah, yeah. Gravel. The gravel. And that motherfucker went whack. Yeah. I was just looking out the window seeing what the kids were doing because I was on punishment. I like did something. And like it's an all boys group home. So you're looking out the window and you get to see where everyone is playing and shit, and I guess I was just looking too long, and I just heard, phew.
No.
That shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Gravel's, I don't know, in the 80s and 90s, they were like, you know what we need?
Gravel.
You know what we need for little aggressive boys? Gravel. Yeah. We need gravel everywhere.
How about wood chips?
Well, wood chips, at the very least, you can't hurt anybody with wood chips. Gravel.
No, some of them would have sharp.
Gravel, this is a pea, like, I don't know if you know what a pea shooter
miniature
is.
Miniature rocks.
What is a pea
shooter? A pea shooter is you take a balloon, you cut a, like a quarter water thing or just like a soda bottle,
uh-huh.
And you cut the top, you put the balloon in it,
you
have
put a rock in it, and it's such a slingshot.
Yeah, and you pull that shit back, and that shit can go like 30, 40 miles per hour. That shit could have hit my eye. But
that's like it. Right in your eye, you're dead.
Yeah, I was looking around.
Your nose starts bleeding.
Dude, how the fuck does a kid think of that? Like, this was before the internet.
You should create your own weapons, doggy. Hell yeah. That was fucking... but gravel, fucking... My elementary school, West Hampshire Elementary School, we had a playground made out of tires, which I know for the tire playground. It was an entire playground made out of old, dusty-ass rubber tires. Yeah. I know it's like, dude, back in the day, in the 80s, tires were made out of fucking like 60% rubber, 40% asbestos. This shit was the most fucking dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Your hands were just covered black, and you were you'd smell the rubber. You'd smell it. Like the... Yeah. And the whole ground of this entire playground
was gravel. Yeah.
Gray, dusty gravel.
Yeah.
So you just send a bunch of third graders out there, and the whole time was just raining gravel because everyone's just flinging it at each other, having gravel wars. Gravel wars was like, yo, we're going to go out and bleed right now.
Yep.
It's time to go bleed, boys. Let's go. It's a war out there.
You got little welts on your back.
Yeah, you're hitting each other in the face, dude. Kids are crying. Little girls are crying. You're throwing them at fucking monitors, which monitors, it was in our elementary school, it was just old ladies were assigned to
security. Some old Russian lady.
Some old lady. Somebody's aunt was a monitor, and she was trying to stop us from throwing gravel at her. She had no chance.
Did you guys ever play Smear the Queer? Is that a game that you had on the playground? Smear the Queer?
I've heard the name.
We called it Get Zach.
It's just whoever has the ball, you just tackle
them. Kill the guy with the ball.
Kill the guy with the ball.
Kill a man.
Is it? Holy shit.
That's just called Killer Man. Yo, y'all want to train Killer Man? You just tackle somebody with the ball as hard as you can.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
used to. Yeah. I like the different regional.
Yeah.
We used to play Manhunt. They used to do one where it was literally them just hunting me, and I'm not even kidding about that.
Yeah.
Where I was the brown person. What do they call it? It was something racist as fuck.
Why am I not? Was it at night? It only counts if it was at night.
Yeah, Manhunt at night. Yeah, in the suburbs, you would just, you'd have teams.
Yeah.
Tag at night. Everyone's wearing black military gear.
Yeah.
All racist white kids in my neighborhood with fucking paint on their face. Like, guys, calm down.
Early militia members.
Then we used to, and Manhunt, we used to also run around with those pump shotguns. They used to look like a shotgun. It was a pump. It used to have the red tip that used to just pop out.
Yeah.
So we're just running around with like guns at night. This is a better time. It was a better time.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that deep. We just ran around at night, and like you find somebody, you punch them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So we made our own weapon too. Or the weapon we made was a straw gun.
A straw gun.
I know I've talked about it before. Did we ever find like on YouTube somebody making a gun that shoots straws?
Let me check it.
It was a piece of wood. The simplest. That was a piece of wood with. So I got a fucking.
You mean you made one a crossbow?
Rubber band.
Right? It was like a crossbow. It was with a rubber band, yeah.
Okay.
So it was like a long piece of wood like this, right? Like a plank of wood like that, like maybe a foot long, right? And then in the end, there'd be two nails and a rubber band stuck to the nails like that, right?
Yeah.
Over here, you have a close pin, right?
Yeah.
Bang, on that end. And you have it taped. This is all with electrical tape. The whole thing is taped up, right?
Yeah.
What you do is you take a straw... You put it in the rubber band
and bring it back like a bow and arrow.
But you have to tape the tip of the straw. You weight it. Oh. You put a little bit of tape around the tip, and you put on the ring. You come back and you clip it in the clothespin.
Yeah.
So you it's just ready to go, and you just fucking shoot.
But if you would have bent the straw a little bit and cut it into pieces, you could have did little folded pieces that you could have held back and shot at people. And more ammo.
I mean, we used to go to McDonald's because you needed the heavy McDonald's straws.
Yeah.
It sucks, dude. Now there's no more straws. Doggy, what would you do? You'd have to use fucking, oh, no.
Yeah.
They killed straw guns, doggy.
Avocados.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is, dude. Fucking lesbian skin. What is that? What are the new straws made out of?
I mean, now what you got to do is go to the Chinese restaurant and use chopsticks.
No, it couldn't be chopsticks. They're not weighted the right way. So the straw,
chopsticks are back heavy.
Okay. And it's also it couldn't be like an arrow with like a fucking it had it, the air had to pass through it. It would fucking fly. We would have wars with these things.
I think you should sell that as a piece of merch to all your
I would love
subscribers.
It. I would love it.
What, him drawing this thing?
Yeah, the drawing.
I used to sell these. I would sell them in middle school.
Yeah.
I would make them and sell them for like $5 a piece.
You would really?
Yeah.
You were Lewis was an OG arms dealer.
Always industrious.
Yeah. That is.
He's using an Israeli accent. Like, $5. You must pay me $5. We used to have wars. Yeah. Bought a pair of goggles, and then people all around our town would find just little straws with tape on the tip. It was great. Damn. It's the best.
As far as we got was just pen shooters. There's not nearly as advanced.
What's a pen shooter?
Pen shooter was just you take a pen, you hollow it out, and you put a rubber band on one end of it in the, you know, the little like ink cartridge?
Yeah.
And then you would, so it's just a tube. The pen is now just a tube. Take the top and bottom off, and then you would.
And then the part that has the ink.
Yeah, you would.
So, but it's one pen, one shot. That's all you got.
One pen, but you would have, you know, you want to have.
But you can actually kill a human.
Yeah, I'm like, that just sounds dangerous.
And you give them ink poisoning.
Yeah, exactly.
You flipped it around.
Well, you could empty out the ink and put arsenic inside
of the
pen.
That's what we would do. Yeah, we would put arsenic in the ink tubes. You'd
kill them.
Oh shit! That's exactly
shit.
Right.
You couldn't find mine, but you found this in a fucking booger of a moment. You dickhead!
I still can't find the straw.
Yours is more innovative. This is exactly a pen shooter.
I mean, this shit you'd use to kill the president. This is the shit you would actually.
He could have made that tighter.
Yeah, you could fuck someone up with that.
Yeah, it's too loose.
That's too loose. Yeah, this guy's an amateur. A pussy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna hurt nobody.
Look at trying to show fucking. Trying to fucking
but yeah, that's really, too loose.
Trying to wake up your cat.
Yeah,
trying to fucking.
That's a
kill
legit weapon.
What a bitch!
You should teach your son how to make these.
Oh
weapons.
Wait, let's see. How close he has to be though?
That's pretty close. That's not that close.
Yeah.
Woo!
Dead.
Doggy, get kill fucked. Shot. Kill shot.
Get fucked.
Doggy, don't we have a thing where people are inventing how to make their own bongs? Can we change it to weapons right now? Can we make homemade weapons and show us them? Guys, send in your homemade weapons, realassofficial@gmail.com. The best real ass weapon, the best homemade real ass weapon, mm-hmm. we will give them, what do we give them, Shannon? We'll give them the worst piece of art that we receive from the art contest.
Okay. Speaking of
that,
which,
you can then shoot with your weapon.
Yes, dude. Yeah. You can destroy this art with your weapon. Yes. All right, so you want to do some art real quick, guys? Yeah. We're doing an art contest. Here's the thing. Send in your art. We'll feature it on the show. If I really love it, maybe there's a special prize. Fucking Kim Kleber from Firefly Depot got free Skankfest tickets for her incredible N-word stained glass piece. So, you know, send it in. 151 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10003. Number 311 is the box. So yeah, and what do we got? We have a big piece out there. Can I see it real quick, Shannon?
Yeah.
This piece, first off, this one. This is he made a comic book cover, real ass comic book with me and Shannon and Zach and Natalie. Natalie, they made you look rough in this. Does that offend you?
No, Shannon.
It's stylized. I get it.
I mean, they made you. I look cool as fuck. Zach looks cool as fuck. Shannon and Natalie look like fucking pigs. You guys look disgusting.
We kind of look like the villains.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, though. This is fucking incredible, yeah. Dude. Wes, you're the man. I really appreciate this. Go check out Wes. What does he have? It's WesAllenMedia.com. WesAllenMedia.com. Yeah, open that up for me.
What's
Thank
coming
you.
Out of Zach's hands? Why is there steam? But yeah, like Jack's
arms.
He's
got like
shit?
Magical powers or something. I don't know, man. He's a superhero.
I got robot arms. Got robot arms.
Oh, like Jack's. And then what's your power? What's those things coming out of your hand?
That's yeah, those are honey bunches of oats. I shoot honey bunches of oats out of my hands and I make people think they're being healthy, but really they're getting fat. A lot of cholesterol.
It just darkens their food coloring.
Yeah.
They now have honey oat colored.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, you need to get it from YoKratom.com. YoKratom supports this show, all of the shows here on the Gas Digital Network, and they are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Skankfest Vegas happening October 14th through 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. In fact, if you guys want early access on we're doing a quick relaunch of a few tickets. Early access through YoKratom.com. Sign up for their mailing list or make a purchase and you'll be on their mailing list and you guys can get a link before anyone else. But YoKratom.com is the best. We love them. They support us. So go and support them. Home of the $60 kilo, YoKratom.com. All right. Where were we? Let's see.
Wow. Someone sent in an entire... Holy shit.
We have some great pieces so far. Seriously. I'm excited about this piece. Yeah. It's a huge piece right now. Well, and I like watching balls. Andrea sweat right now as she's trying to get this. Andrea, by the way, is becoming a sex symbol at Gas Digital.
Yeah.
This is how you know our fan base is getting fucking very horny and lonely in their basements. At this point, Andrea is a true sex symbol. Yeah. To us, we thought Andrea, and I mean this, I thought Andrea was a feminine man for a full week. I was like, holy shit, this dude's a real pussy. And it turns out she's a...
just a bad bitch.
A badass bitch.
That's right.
Who's tougher and fucking stronger than every man here. She does more push-ups than everybody.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm just showing you real quick. It's there.
Oh, it's there. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Thank you very much. May 12th. Comedy Store. Main room. Thank you.
Way to stay on it, Shannon.
Good job, babe. Good job.
Do you need help?
Stop it.
Nah,
stop it, Brett. You think you're going to help her? She'll break you in half, doggy.
I wasn't going to help. I was going to ask you.
Oh, you were going to tell me to help him.
Yeah.
She works for me. I don't help her. She helps me. That's the way it works.
That's right.
Andrea's having a real hard time.
It's just a burning cross.
Yeah, dude.
Somehow it's on fire. Like, Jesus.
You got to poke holes at the top?
Yeah. God damn. People really committed to it. They also spent like $20 on shipping.
Yeah, dude, this is a big deal. This is a huge show.
What's
Brett.
The reward? I know it's a big show.
There's not even a guaranteed reward. Just send in your real ass art. I'm going to outfit my studio with it. This is a way for me to get free art for my fans.
No, it's a good way to do it. They work for you for free.
If Andrea was hilarious, she would stab me directly in my neck with those scissors right now.
Oh, man.
How funny would that be? Like, honestly, I would, if she genuinely stabbed it into my neck on camera.
You'd be done.
Viral clip, for sure. And then if that happened, I would hold this up.
Yeah, for sure.
I would get it in frame.
This is a one-to-one nude portrait of Shannon. Hyper-realistic.
Yeah, I'm like, good Lord.
Here we go. All right, you also have to undo the wrapping now, Andrew. Oh, Jesus.
This is our ASMR episode.
What's ASMR?
When people listen to shit.
Where is this a bunch of noises?
Noises.
Like,
oh.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Shit like that.
They listen to noises? People like to listen to noises?
Yeah, people have like sensory issues and shit. And it's some people it turns them on, some people it helps them go to sleep.
All right, let's
makes
see.
Them relax.
This looks great, by the way. This is a big piece right
what
now.
What if it's just boxes on boxes?
I would love that's like fantastic.
It's not art. It's just a bunch of boxes.
Is this more than one
it's
piece?
Just a piece of wood. Goodness
how
gracious.
Much, how big is this? This is huge.
Shh. Whoa. Buddy. Oh.
Hold
that
on,
is really see. Cool.
Yeah.
This is fucking cool. You gotta turn it the right way so they can see it. That's fucking incredible. Yeah. Wow. And what is this one?
What's it? Yeah.
Damn, dude. People are talented.
Is there two of them? Is it two different ones? Wow, dude. This guy. Please don't use my full name. I don't need any plugs. Good thing I didn't just fucking. I was about to read his full name. Yeah. He doesn't want to be known as a racist podcast fan.
Yeah.
Let's see, doesn't need any plugs. Great, glaze, beautiful, love it. All right, so yeah, this dude fucking rules. That's a really cool piece. Let me see this one. Piece.
Yeah.
He did two of them. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that one's different too. Here, hold it up this way. This is fucking cool.
What's that sound?
Unquestionably, this is going. This is going in the studio.
Brett, you have to pull that.
Oh, look my bad,
that.
Shannon. I'm so
look
sorry.
At these are fucking cool pieces, dude. Let me see. Here, put this over here, Zach. You know, I might just keep this here when we do the show and have that behind us. That's cool.
You're going to have this one on that side?
Let me see that one. They're both fucking cool, dude. I love them. This guy's
yeah, it's just the inverse.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it.
That's really cool. Yeah. Thank you, brother. Oh. Present that.
Yeah. Thank you, that guy who sent it who doesn't want to be plugged. Can I get another cup of coffee? Thank you. Now that Andrea is done doing all that work.
Yeah, it was tired.
Andrea, now after all that, can you make yourself useful? Now that you're done dicking around?
It's time for another Does It Live? Does It Live or Does It Die?
Does it live or does it die?
Okay.
What is this, Shannon?
So, this is a video taken from China. I'm just going to play it. No sound.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Oh my god, Shannon.
God.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
All right, that's all.
Now what?
Right
now. Does the kid live
or does the monkey live?
Wow.
You know Chinese people be eating fucking crazy animals. What if the kid just fucking
these stop Asian hate videos are getting ridiculous.
That was Chinatown. So does it live or does it die? Is this little girl live or die? Does the monkey kill this little girl? I don't believe the monkey killed a little girl.
I don't think that.
I would assume somebody's going to run and kill the monkey.
Can I say something, Shannon? No, I think that's the end of the video.
That's the end, Shannon?
I don't think we have a video resolution. I think we have to get, am I guessing that's the end of it? Monkey pulls a girl off camera and now we just have the story?
Yeah, just going to show it again in slow motion after that.
Yes.
Let's see.
No, that's it. No. All right,
wait,
mind.
Is this like
now
what she was
answer.
Doing moments before?
I didn't see the answer. I didn't see it. Thank God.
Yeah. Justice for Harambe, baby.
What do we think here? Did this little girl die? Did the monkey kill a little girl? He was ready to fucking eat that little girl.
Yeah, I think the monkey killed her, or at least mauled her. You know what I mean? Scratched the eye out, ate a finger.
I think she's okay.
You think
what
she's
type
good?
Of monkey was it?
It's just it just says a wild monkey in China.
No, obviously wild. It's a wild monkey.
It was a trained monkey.
Literally trans.
Trans.
What type monkey. Of? What type of? Let's see it again. It probably was like a baboon or some shit. Huh?
Hold on a second. Hold on. I just want to go back.
That's what that is.
Okay, here you go.
Let's see it again.
Oh no!
Oh look at him. He's like, yeah, yummy. Come here, you little bitch.
Oh no, he didn't eat her, but he and there's somebody in the puddle.
I did see a shadow. Yeah. Good detective work, Monroe. There is somebody in the shadow. How quickly can a monkey drag a little girl versus how quickly can a human run?
Yeah.
I think she lives.
I think she definitely lives.
I think she lives because of another person there.
And then they beat that shit out of monkeys.
If there was not another person right there, I think that little girl was toast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to treat her like toast. He's going to put butter and jam on her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a UFC move? Like the come from behind? Is that at all utilized?
Yeah, he rear naked choked her.
He rear naked choked her.
He rear naked choked her. Shannon, what is the resolution here?
So you are right. Somebody was nearby that was able to take the toddler back from the monkey. And then the guy ate the girl. This is the only.
We killed her for being born a girl.
This is my girl to kill.
This is the only injury that she had, was just a little bit of a scratch and a bruise on her face. And but they have not found the monkey yet. The monkey is still at large.
The monkey's at large?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's on top of the Empire State Building. Yeah, good thing she lived, Shannon. I thought Shannon's also been morbid lately and been showing me child death left and right.
I like to keep you on your toes.
She really loves it.
Yeah.
She really loves it. What up with Mike Tyson right now? Is there any more information out besides the video that came out?
I didn't see the video.
Oh, there is a little bit of information that the guy that was like kind of fucking around with him has a criminal record. He has been charged with several things in the past. We can go over that in a second.
We all have criminal records, though. It's very easy. If I was in a viral video, they'd be like, this guy also has a criminal record. Yeah. Okay.
And a racist podcast.
And apparently a restraining order from John Fitch.
There's two videos. I'll show you first. Hold on. Okay.
So my understanding is the guy, Mike Tyson's on a flight and the guy starts fucking with him, right?
He called him a peasant?
Yeah, it's unclear because the guy who's recording it is kind of talking over it, so it's hard to hear exactly what the guy is saying. But here, I'll show you this, and then I'll show you the actual punch next.
This is George talking to Mike Tyson, bro. This shit crazy, bro. Mike Tyson. My dog done got lit, man. He over here rapping with Tyson. Mike Tyson trying to give us some shrooms. You don't want to act. Tyson looking out, man. This shit is crazy.
I really wish this guy would stop fucking commentating.
His money.
You know what? Maybe he's talking to people not sitting in the same section as them.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing. Yeah. He's calling them peasants. Because he's videotaping.
Blue net flight.
This is after the punch, and I'll show it to you in a second.
Turn that way.
But wait, why did Mike Tyson? I wanted to see the actual beating.
There's the beating as
and
well.
And the lead up.
That's the before. Him talking shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
My understanding is that this guy is probably drunk.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's sitting right there and he's like, oh, let me get a picture. And Mike Tyson's like, yeah, I don't want to talk to you, whatever. And then the guy starts like fucking with him.
Yeah.
Because people think that they can. I don't know if it's, they do with fighters a lot.
Yeah.
Celebrities for sure. But people, they think it's kind of funny to do this. I had a friend who did this to Johnny Knoxville at a bar once. Back in the day when we were like 19 or 20, we were at a bar. Mm-hmm. And my buddy just started like fucking with him just to like just be around him and just to like get a reaction out of him. And I was like, what are you doing? You're being a fucking dickhead, dude. And this happens probably to every celebrity a lot. You get some dickhead who's like, oh, I'm going to be on camera fucking with him. Most of the time, they go, all right, get the fuck away from me, dickhead. But very often, you become a dude.
Yeah.
And you go, all right, I'm going to just punch you in your fucking mouth. How about that? And Mike Tyson said, cool, I will take the $500,000 lawsuit. I'm going to fuck you up. It's worth $500,000 right now to punch you in the face over and over and over.
But the dude looked like he's fine. Like, I would have thought he would have been asleep at least. He's sitting there still acting like an asshole. Not, he's still like...
It's not the old Tyson.
He's hamming it up.
But even like the old... Even this Tyson should still be able to knock this dude out.
But he clearly can. Like his... I was at a... His fists still move faster than anything.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I didn't want the dude to still be looking like an asshole. Like, look at
he's
me.
Bleeding. He's lifting. So watch,
but he's still
you'll see what happens. Tyson, here's the thing. Tyson gets up.
Yeah.
You'll see he starts raining down punches from that seat over that seat.
Yeah.
It's not really the angle to fucking get a believe me, you don't want to take I would rather take one knockout punch from Mike Tyson than 30 fucking flurries and just get lumped up. Like he's not this morning, this guy is a fucking bruised mess. Guaranteed. Yeah. Show the video of Tyson actually lighting him up.
Oh, he like punched a lot?
Yeah. Mike Tyson hit him with the
hey.
And this guy's blocking
it. Yeah.
There's a guy blocking it.
Yeah.
It's not clear, good shots.
I would love if a flight attendant then raised Mike Tyson's hand up.
Okay, that makes sense.
Look how strong Mike is.
Mike is hitting him with
the... He's strong, though. Like, he's like a fucking ox, dude. Yeah, so he's giving a little fucking...
Yeah. Okay, now that makes sense.
Shut the fuck up, little bitch.
I thought he at least got the cock back like this much.
So somebody in the racist live chat said that this guy's like a rich Silicon Valley kid. Is that true?
That's not what I saw. I'll get the list of charges. But after they landed, the cops were there, and this kid decided to not press charges.
He didn't press charges.
Good for him.
Real ass dude of the week.
That's great, though.
Real ass dude of the week.
Yeah.
What?
Yo.
He goes from a total twat to like, all right.
He's a G for that.
He's a G.
He's a G for that.
If he were, look, here's the thing. He still could sue him.
Yeah.
Doesn't got to press charges to sue somebody, right?
Okay. I
don't know. If he reflected and went, dude, I'm an idiot. Like, I just fucking goaded this guy into fucking, look, Mike Tyson, you understand? He's a fucking animal, dude.
Yeah.
He's a caged fucking animal, dude. And he's nice now. He's calmed down. He's a podcaster, smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah.
But he's still, those formative years of becoming Mike Tyson, what made him a fucking killer, the abuse that he dealt with as a kid, growing up in poverty, that it does something to you as a human. It programs you in a way where you don't lose that. He's not losing that moment. There's a moment where he'll snap.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a fucking multimillionaire. He's not a celebrity. He's not a person who has things to lose. He becomes that fucking scared kid from Brooklyn again who's ready to fucking tear your head off, dude. And there was a moment where that kid pushed him to that line, and that's fucked up to do to somebody. That's fucked up to do to somebody who has that fucking darkness in them, right? So that kid goaded him into doing this, right? I assumed he'd just be looking for a payday. Maybe he still will. But if he had some self-reflection and went, dude, I'm a fucking drunken buffoon. The fuck did I just do that for? This is a guy who I have respect. He's a hero of mine. I grew up watching him. I put him in a position where he has to punch me in the head over and over again. I'm not saying that Mike should have done it. I'm not saying he should have done it. But I'm saying we all have our own line. Yeah. Whatever it is, I don't know if the kid touched him. Who knows? Where we don't see the whole video there, right? But every one of us, including Brett Rabel, there's a line where somebody's going to push you to the point where you're going to start punching them ahead in an airplane.
Yeah.
Who knows where it is?
If he
they make
shitting,
fun of Race the Movie.
He's shitting on my play. I'm like, I'm going to start raining hail on this cracker.
So, you know, we'll see. Punch victim has extensive criminal record.
That's what he looks like. His name is Melvin Townsend III.
Is he British? I thought he sounded British. Melvin Townsend III. He has an extensive criminal record. That doesn't really mean anything
to
me.
It's a fraud, grand theft, burglary, possession of a controlled substance. The controlled substance was oxycodone. He stole a trailer off of somebody else's property.
This guy should have entered the Crack and Miko competition.
He's 36 years old.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Look, I'll say this much. Real ass stupid, but also stupid if he doesn't sue Tyson. I mean, not for nothing. It's a guaranteed payday.
Easy settlement. How much
settlement?
Do you think probably you
half the airline, too?
Half a million.
Wait, you think he should sue Tyson?
I don't think he should. I think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But
you're saying he's stupid if he doesn't.
He's stupid if he doesn't. There's a quarter million, half a million.
Yeah.
Tyson's fucking rich, right? So they're going to go. And it wasn't like I know people who have gotten lawsuits that have, you know, gotten into physical confrontations that are professional fighters. I know a few of them at this point. And I've heard the numbers, and it's not that. It's not fucking laying, you know, I'm talking about for literally getting to a shoving match, people have lost a couple $100,000. So guaranteed it'll be a half a
million
dollars.
There's video of it. Yeah. So it's done.
Oh my God. Video. It's fucking over.
Yeah.
Dude.
But if he sues him, then he won't get the musical credit of being a real ass dude.
That is true.
Yeah. And that's invaluable, right?
One more thing by eyewitnesses say that this kid also threw a water bottle at Mike Tyson.
Still wouldn't matter.
I mean, I'm telling you,
that's assault, though.
Yeah. It is assault.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the lawsuit, Mike Tyson's going to be like, am I going to sit here and fucking
fight it or just...
I couldn't imagine, like, even if this kid's drunk and threw a water bottle at Mike Tyson, you know, Mike Tyson went to town on him. He went to town. No. You know,
you're saying it's easier for him to settle than to suit up and pay for lawyers.
I couldn't imagine that kid not being able to very easily sue Mike Tyson and win. Very easily. Yeah. Even if he did throw a water. I guess if he attacked Mike Tyson and started hitting him, it'd be a different story. But even with a water bottle, I don't see that being enough to get Mike Tyson to do that. And by the way, I think it's justified as a dude. As a dude, I watch that and I go like, no, Mike Tyson shouldn't just assault people. Right. But at the same time, you get some fucking punk ass kid who's just trying to fucking make your name, and he's trying to look cool because you're Mike Tyson. He's trying to look like a fucking badass now. That kid deserves to get fucked up a little bit. And I'm saying, look, he's not in the hospital. He got beat up a little bit.
Yeah,
he got
a cool story.
I spar all the time. I've been punched in the face a bunch. It's not that big a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get real. He deserved to be embarrassed a little bit. He deserves to get beat up a little bit. You know, for just being a fucking that much of a jerk off.
Yeah. I don't think it is embarrassing though, because you do get the story of I got punched by Mike Tyson, one of the greatest boxers of all time. So, like, that's already a W. I don't think it's embarrassing to be a dickhead. Look at and the guy's clearly a twat, but eventually, the act of getting that story, I feel like he'll be acting like he's awesome at every bar for forever.
Let me read the story a little bit, actually. Here, go back up to the top.
This will take 2 hours.
There's been some like amendments. This is the original story.
Okay, let's see.
This is where it starts.
Okay, Mike doesn't seem to lose his cool. The incident went down around 10:30 p.m. as Tyson was slated to fly out of San Francisco to Florida. He and his friend were boarding Tyson's flight. The boxing legend was initially cool with him and the other passengers.
Scroll?
No, don't scroll. Just sit here. We're just going to stare.
Didn't see where you were. Sorry.
The witness tells us Mike took a selfie with him and was patient with his overly excited buddy who kept trying to talk to the 55-year-old fighter. Eventually, though, we're told that Tyson had enough of the guy behind him talking in his ear, told him to chill. When the guy didn't, that's when the witness says Tyson started to throw several punches. I guarantee the guy was talking some crazy shit. I guarantee the guy was talking
some crazy
shit.
If the dude didn't throw the bottle, like, if the dude didn't touch him and throw the bottle, then yeah, Tyson's in the wrong.
Dude,
because it's just words.
Yeah.
Once it gets physical, once the dude's like actually in his personal space.
But there are words that could get you, aren't there?
I don't know.
You don't think there's words that somebody can get you?
No, there's words that can get you, but I'm saying
you don't think there's word?
Oh, the N-word don't get me riled up, though. The N-word doesn't. If someone ever called me a nigger, I'll just be like, eh. I've got called a nigger before, and I'm like, eh, don't really hurt as much as I thought.
Yeah.
Because then you just feel bad for him. You're like, eh, you don't got no better comebacks.
Yeah. No, I feel like there's probably a line. I mean, look, I have a line. Somebody could talk enough shit to me to get me to lose my cool. They have.
No, but, by the way,
not to just start punching somebody, though. They can talk, like, look at Jake Flores, right? Jake Flores talked enough shit online to get me to the point where, and you were there for that, right?
Yeah, that shit was funny.
To get me to the point where I wanted.
You were a bouncer at the club.
Yeah,
they got mad at me because I didn't do nothing. I was like, well, that's for them to handle.
But he talked enough shit to where he got me to the point where I tried to goad him into punching me.
Yeah.
Right? So I didn't just start. I could have just started wailing on him. 60 you know what I'm
chess,
saying?
Baby.
Right? But I'm just not that, like, that guy where I'm going to just start hitting somebody. Right? But I will
but
talk.
But if he hits you.
Ooh,
exactly.
Ooh, I want him to hit me.
No, like, I feel like that's different in court. Like, if Tyson shows up and they go, well, he was just talking shit.
He threw
shit
a bottle at me. Yeah, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's different. But if the dude is just talking shit and Tyson had enough and turned around and beat
the other
shit
side
out
of
him,
it is this guy's got a criminal record. There's something about this, right? And I just talked about
but
this
Tyson's
recently.
A public
recently, when
figure.
When I had a thing with a guy out here on the street, right? The cops came, right? And then we started going into it, and it was like my story versus his story. Right? Yeah. This guy pulled out a blade and everything, right?
Yeah.
And then I started realizing, like, oh shit, they're gonna arrest both of us. This is what's gonna happen right now. It's an altercation, right? There's like a thing. So then I was like, no, I'm cool. And I was like, let him have the blade. I don't really care. I didn't, because honestly, I would rather him slice the throat of a child than have to spend a minute in a jail cell.
Yeah.
1 minute in a fucking jail cell. It ain't happening, right? Go let that dangerous criminal back out into the world. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be inconvenienced. So there's a chance that this guy, in that moment, was like, fuck it, dude. I got a criminal record. I maybe have some warrants out. I maybe have some old shit that's going to come up. If I press charges right now on Tyson, they're going to go, well, what happened? Somebody has witnesses. He threw a bottle at him. Now it's my word and his word. I assaulted him. He assaulted me back. We're both being arrested. And now I'm fucked. I just want to go to Florida right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to Florida, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see. If he doesn't sue Tyson, I'll say he's a real ass dude, and that's a real ass move.
But maybe he doesn't sue him because if he threw the bottle first, that is the initial act.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why it's like he might not be
being cool.
I don't think that's going
to
matter.
He's not in the right to sue.
I don't think that matters when you are rich and a celebrity and you're also a trained fucking killer, one of the best fighters in the absolute world. I think any judge in the world is going to go, he threw a water bottle at you. You have knocked the best fighters in the world out. You know, you should have a little bit of composure, and there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if he threw the bottle back at him, you go like, all right, cool, there's nothing there, right?
Yes.
But to get up and start fucking wailing on the guy when the guy clearly can't defend himself, you know, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that I don't think that it's a foregone conclusion that even if he threw the bottle, that he wouldn't be able to sue him.
But that's what your homies are for. If you on the flight, if you're on that flight and you got your homies, you're the reason they're on that flight. You probably paid for their flight and shit, so they supposed to beat his ass for you, and you just pay the case.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're saying Tyson's homies.
Tyson's homies.
Okay, because I was like,
Tyson's homies should have waited till the flight landed, found him in the bathroom, gave him a few little gut punches in the airport bathroom, and left him alone.
No cameras. Yeah.
No cameras
in the airport.
If my buddy
was provoking Mike Tyson, be hard for me to have his back.
I would be down one buddy.
Yeah.
Act like you don't know him when a plane lands.
Just turn the noise canceling on the headphones.
But Tyson don't roll with an entourage, right? He don't roll with
I don't think anymore. Yeah. You know, he seems to be pretty calmed down now.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing podcasts and he just grows weed. That's his whole life now. Can we get an update before we get out of here on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case? Because now I'm following this and it's great. I started watching some of Johnny's testimony. He's great. Amber Heard, also very sexy. Still love her. Still got no problem with her. Would still date her.
Mm-hmm.
Excellente.
Have you ever had an ex that toxic?
An ex that toxic? Yeah, I got three exes that toxic.
Oh, yeah. So you very much relate to it. Did you tear up when Depp was on the stand?
No, I do relate to Depp, though. I completely get it, you know? Well, and he's kind of being a real ass in this whole thing anyway. He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, at one point, what did he text her?
I have that up right now. Oh, you can pull it up now.
That's excellent.
This is a text exchange between him and then an actor friend of him. It starts with Johnny Depp.
He goes, him, let's burn Amber. Oh, then this other person, having thought it through, I don't think we should burn Amber. She's delightful company and easy on the eye, plus I'm not sure she's a witch. We could, of course, tried the English course of action, the predicaments, and drowning test. Thoughts? No big deal. I have a pool. let's drown her before we burn her. I will fuck her burnt corpse afterwards to make sure she is dead. Bethany, my thoughts entirely. Let's be certain before we pronounce her a witch. Okay, couple things. They asked Johnny.
A joke.
They asked Johnny. They were like, did you text us? And he just went, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Which is fucking real ass. Okay, he didn't give a fuck. He's just joking.
Yeah, that's obviously
he's having a fucking. First of all, where do they get these text messages?
Yeah,
it's from that guy. I guess he.
That guy fucking sold him out. You cock sucking motherfucker.
Oh, is it?
You fucking piece of shit.
Or do you have to submit your text as evidence for your case?
Might have got subpoenaed.
I think there's no way his buddy would do that, especially since his buddy. It's clearly
also saying,
comedy.
Let's burn her like a witch.
Yeah. No,
he said no way. Let's drown her.
Yeah. Look, it's fucking funny. Okay.
That was obviously a joke.
Yeah, he hates this chick. He's like, I hate her. I want her to die. I mean, every one of us has broken up with a chick and been like, and talking to a friend, been like, I want her to fucking die. Dude, if she died in a car accident right now, I would dance on her grave. I would fuck her dead body. Who hasn't said these things? This is a regular thing when you break up with somebody. These are emotions and feelings that you feel as a human being.
I did see the moment it was read on the stand, and it's like the fact that the opposite attorneys are trying to use it as a weapon against him.
That's crazy.
This is such a weak attempt that you can tell they have fucking nothing.
Yeah.
But then there's the audio testimony of her being outright abusive and being like, I didn't punch you. I hit you, you little baby.
Can I explain something? What is going on? It is so obvious. Both of these people are fucking drug addicts and toxic and crazy. And they had a drug-fueled, toxic, fucked up relationship. So are they trying to sue the other one for who was the more crazy, toxic, fucked up one? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I think it's that she originally was claimed assault and that she got battered by him. And then now that it's clear that was a lie, he's suing her for defamation of character, if I'm not mistaken.
Counter-suing him, right? What else is going on?
Okay, so I have hold on, I just lost it. I have him talking about the poop incident.
Oh, what's she doing?
She shit on his bed.
Yeah, this is the this is him.
This is him talking about it.
Yep. It takes him a while to get to a point.
He can't act like that shit wasn't traumatizing. That was probably the hottest shit that's
ever
absurd.
Happened. I'm grotesque.
Pause it.
He is chuckling.
He's acting right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is what happens all the time. You see actors acting.
Yeah.
We saw it happen with the COVID thing. Remember, all these actors released a video where they were really heartfelt. I can't. believe the people. Like, and I was like, I'm watching you do an Academy Award performance right now. You acting fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Human beings talk a certain way. It's uncomfortable. We stutter. We say things. We're not 100% sure of our thoughts. Actors, when they're fucking acting, they're so like, like this, what he's doing right now. He's like, it was
traumatizing,
devastating, like dramatic pauses, which, by the way, realized, dude, I got no problem with it. Barrier. Yeah. Fucking barrier, doggy. I'm telling you right now, crazy bitches need to go down. They do need to go down. We need to put them in their fucking crazy bitch place. We need to stop being afraid of crazy bitches.
We need to drown them and then burn their corpse and then fuck the corpse. And that's what we need to do. And
so make sure they're dead.
Make sure they're dead.
All right, let's
But see. Yeah, no, he was smiling. He was definitely happy. It I don't see that as a problem.
Go ahead.
And cruel. And then I was shown a picture of what the problem was. I had gone to Mr. Bett and said, she's at Coachella. I think it's a good time to go downtown so that I can get some of my things, you know, and get them out of there, especially the things that were precious to me, you know, children things, things from...
You don't leave that type of shit around psycho bitches.
Yeah,
Brando. He wanted to go to the house.
I get it, dude. Yeah. Look, he crazy bitches.
I feel like he's adding a stutter that he like kind of doesn't have.
Yeah. He does the whole time. It's so annoying.
It feels like he's trying to be more humble seeming and like a more.
There's also this weird accent that certain very famous people have. Where it's not a British accent, it's just an I'm really rich accent.
Proper.
Is the problem?
Because he's not English or anything, right?
He's
regular American dude.
Yeah, he's.
What is that accent?
He enunciates.
Yes.
And I take my time to.
Zach, you're trash.
Show that I have poise.
You happen to be trash.
Yes.
Go see Race, the movie, the play.
I spend my summers in the. I can't even name a nice place. This is how trash I am.
You're like, oh, fuck.
Some nice place.
Daytona.
Are you familiar with?
Montego Bay. Jamaica. I spend my summers in Miami. What?
Are you familiar with Foxwoods at the Mohegan Sun?
Yeah.
Do you want to finish this one?
Go ahead, please.
Hunter Thompson, whatever, things that were important to me. And he said, I don't think now's a good time to go. And I thought, it's the perfect time. She's not going to be home for 2 days. And then he showed me a photograph on his telephone of...
Objection, Your Honor. Also, you're saying.
It's a photograph, Your Honor.
As being relayed to him by Mr. Bett.
He says he looked at it on his phone.
I'll overrule the objection as the photograph.
Wait, it so is a photo. Objection, Your Honor. Yes. That's not a photograph.
It's a.
That is a picture on a phone. All right, dickhead. Fuckface. Asshole. Can we just stay on focus here? Wasting everyone's time? Fuck that guy. Ooh, that made me mad.
Why did Ooh, that made that? Me is that mad. The kind of stop?
Objection, Your Honor. That's that's not actually a photograph.
That's a picture.
That's a picture on a phone. So maybe he should be a little more clear.
You got to print it out.
It wasn't like a painting.
Fucking
like
asshole.
It was a painting.
Fucking dickhead.
But that's what they do. Anytime there's anything, they just say hearsay. That's like the whole, that's like a technique. You just say hearsay. Come on.
It was a...
He's like, you son of a bitch.
He's breaking like he's on the set of Saturday Night Live.
I really want you to hear what he calls it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was a photograph of the bed, our bed. And on my side of the bed, was human fecal matter.
So he can't say shit in court? Or poop?
So I understood why it wasn't a good time to go down there. my initial response to that was
women don't poop.
Yeah, they
impossible.
Defecate.
Impossible. Women cannot poop. Not someone that hot.
I mean, I laughed. It was so outside. It was so bizarre.
Yeah, he acting. Who the fuck remembers the day like that?
He's holding a skull.
Yeah, it was slow. The morning air was crisp.
If you start your testimony with the word "twas,"
takes out a prop cigarette.
Yeah.
So I did not go down there that day.
Bum, bum, bum.
They didn't need that.
Another update on Monday. That's fine, Shannon. For now, yeah, that's great. I love it.
He's having a great time. Actually like having fun, probably for the first time in their relationship.
Yeah. He's sort of coming back, right? Like didn't he have like a cologne or something that didn't drop him?
Sauvage.
Yeah, Sauvage.
Which is the funniest name for cologne I've ever seen. Sauvage.
Yeah, guess what state savage? He's from?
Guess what state he's from?
Yeah.
Texas.
It was literally my last guess.
Alaska.
Nope.
Idaho.
Nope.
Ida Pimp. Utah.
Kentucky.
Wow.
That is surprising.
That's not a Kentucky accent at all.
At all.
No. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Look, this was a fun one. You guys are the fucking shit. Thank you guys for watching. Yep. We'll be back on Monday with another episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Please go support Race the Movie, the play, when it comes out.
Thank you.
Support John Fish, even though he has attacked my family.
He's now the lead.
It's over. You guys are the best. We'll check you guys on Monday. Thanks for watching. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.